Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Okay.
Think of yourself a man, lend him a helping hand, put a love in your heart. You see it.
Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to welcome each and every one of you here on tonight for All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Study with your anointed host, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, brothers and sisters, Apostle Zeta is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. This is a woman of God who has worked for decades on the battlefield. So I want you to get something to write with and to write on. And, of course, you need to retrieve your Bibles because this servant of God teaches precept upon precept. Now, prepare to receive a blessing. Hallelujah. from our anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Shirlene Cook. I thank you so much for allowing this space and this time. Tonight's topic is about being a servant. And so I will be sharing about what it means to be a servant, what it takes to be a servant. And we're not talking about just any servant. We're talking about being a servant of God, of the Most High King. Amen. So that's
Amen.
Who we should desire to be a servant of. All right. And I'm going to get into the scriptures some about that, but I'm going to just give you a brief little summary here on, what a servant is. Praise God.
All right.
All right.
Pray.
I'm going to have a brief word of prayer before I delve into it. Father God, I just thank you for this day, for the blessings of this day, for the broadcast, and for the leader of this broadcast. And for those that are listening in tonight, and just pray for them, Lord, that something will come out of my mouth that will bless them, bless the hearers of your holy word, and also those that will apply your word and do your word. So that is my goal for tonight, that somebody will be blessed by what I believe that you have given me to share on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Being a servant is really a blessing. And if we really know God, if we really have a right relationship with Jesus, you will even enjoy being a servant. Amen. Hallelujah. But first of all, we need to know him. First of all, we need to have turned our lives over to Christ, meaning that we have accepted him into our hearts, that we were willing to change and to be transformed. Hallelujah. Through him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the more we learn about him, the closer we get to him, the more we want to know about him. And the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. So first of all, we need to know who Jesus Christ is. And that will help us to really understand who we're really serving. Because oftentimes people don't want to serve because they feel like it's beneath them. A lot of people feel that way because they're not humble. Some just feel like, you know, if they're helping somebody, they're serving man. Well, they are, but they're really serving God because that's his will for us to be servants of him. Okay, so let's see. The scripture tells us to serve others in love. And if you have the love of Christ in you, that's not an issue. That's not a problem. Because if you really love God, if you really love God, you're going to automatically love his people. We were called freedom. And there's a scripture that backs that up. And it lets us know. It starts out saying, brethren, for you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serving one another. Praise God. The servant's heart means to help others. If we have a servant's heart, we're going to want to help others, and we're going to want to do it in love without expecting anything in return. You know, there are people that they will serve, you know, they'll go ahead and serve, but they'll be expecting something in return for their service. And when we're really wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is working in us, we're not going to feel that way. When we serve others, when we step out to do something for someone that's in need or someone that maybe needs a ride or someone needs food, you know, whatever it might be, or if somebody just needs you to be present, just to listen to them. Sometimes people have things on their heart that they need to get off, and they want to share with somebody that will listen to them and not go out and talk about them or condemn them or whatever the situation might be. But they will do it in love. Whatever they do, they will do it in love for them, because the love of Christ dwells in them. And that would be the reason that they would not be expecting something in return for their service. And then also we have been given gifts, and God has given us those gifts. And so we can serve in appreciation of the gifts that God has given us. We didn't acquire them by ourselves, but he gave them to us. Our gifts and callings all come through by way of the Lord. And so we're not to act as though we can just do what we want to do, whatever we want to do with the gifts and callings that are upon us, that God has placed upon us, and the talents and whatever it might be. It's for his glory. Our whole purpose, the purpose that we're here, is to serve God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And being a servant, I want to say, requires humility. We must be humble. And not only be humble, that's very important. Because if we're not humble, we're going to be thinking highly of ourselves or thinking more highly than someone else. And we're not. God has not placed us in that position. He cares about all humankind. It doesn't matter where you are in Christ Jesus. At the time, it doesn't matter. Okay, so we must have a willingness to serve, and it involves putting the needs of others before our own needs. Oftentimes, so this means that we will be setting aside our desires and our agendas, you know, on occasions to focus on the needs of those that are around us that maybe happen to be more needy than we are at the time. So, and it also requires letting go of pride and ego, because if we're caught up in pride and ego, that's good. That's not good. Ego means to me, if you look at the three letters, E-G-O, it means to me, when I see a person that's very egotistical, I just see them easing God out. Okay, E-G-O, easing God out. And people that are like that, they are selfless. Okay, they have a selfless attitude toward others. But by serving others, we demonstrate our commitment to living out the Word of God. Okay, because that's part of what the Word of God lets us know in the scriptures that we're supposed to be doing. And also it has a great impact on the world around us. You know, when we reach out to others to help others, and God is going to, a true servant is going to know where to serve, because the Lord is going to let you know. He's going to place you in situations where there are needs to be met. All right. And so we're gonna always know, and if we really want to know, all right. So he places the needs right before us. We don't really have to go out and look for them. You know, the needs of God's people are present all around us. When we reach out and go out to help the homeless, we're serving God. He's getting the glory. It's not about us. It's not about all the stuff that we do and the things that we do and even the money we might spend or whatever it is. It's about him. And it's about reaching out to those that are without or those that need help, or those that need a healing. Sometimes we just need to go to a certain person to pray for them. Taking time out for that. Somebody might be in need of a healing. Well, we already know that God is our healer. And we know that we can reach him if we go into earnest prayer for someone else, that God is going to meet the need. So that's another way, all right? We can help someone else increase their faith by just telling them, sharing your testimony about what God has done for you, what you have seen him do, what you know he's capable of, going to the scriptures and allowing them to know that they can also be believers, you know, by just studying his word and knowing how God operates, knowing his character. And that's very important, that we, our character lines up with the character of God. And we can find that in, if we go to the fruits of the Spirit, we can find that in Galatians, the fifth chapter. Lets us know how our character should be, how we should operate in love. And I think I'm gonna just go there since I'm talking about it, to Galatians, the fifth chapter. I'm going to share some of the characteristics that we should be portraying as Christians, believers, and servants of God. And I'm going to go to the 22nd chapter. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. There's no law against it. Amen. We can show forth all of that, all of the fruits of the Spirit. Okay. The 24th verse says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affections. Okay. And this is Paul, teaching to the Galatians at the time, the Galatian church. Okay. And it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection, with the affections and lust. And we know Paul often talked about that, being crucified of the flesh. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Okay. So if the Holy Spirit is living in us, you know, and we in him, then we should be able to walk in the Spirit. All right. And not in the flesh, not be dwelling on the flesh, not be, trying to do the things that we want to do or the things that we have been accustomed to. But we need to be mindful that we are to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. And even when we're not sure, we can ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us where we should be going or who should we be helping or, you know, who has a need for me to feel or who has a hurt for me to heal. Okay? And when it comes down to healing, it's not us performing, but it's God working through us for the healing to take place. So he uses us as his vessels. Okay? Maybe somebody needs a miracle. If we're wrapped up in Christ Jesus and if we're trusting of him and trusting of the Holy Spirit, then we can go into prayer for someone, for their miracle to be wrought. We can do that because we're believers of Christ Jesus and he wants to use us and he has given us authority over Satan. Amen. Sometimes people are fearful about stepping out there to even help somebody. But do you know when we Amen. Go out to help or to meet the needs of others, do you know God is going to protect us? He's going to be with us. He promised that. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So he's going to be with us wherever we go.
Amen.
Wherever that might be, he's going to be present right there with us, so we don't have anything to fear. And sometimes when we're out, you know, away from the church, you know, where everybody feels safe and so forth, sometimes we're out on the streets, you know, passing by people, and, you know, we're sometimes helping them or giving them some finance or buying them a meal or, you know, whatever the case may be. Sometimes we go out there on purpose. So we go out there prepared, you know. And sometimes we're, you know, we're not always prepared for what the person needs that we meet on the streets, but we can find out what they need and we can try to meet that need, you know. And we can pray for them. We can offer to lead them to Christ. You know, there's much about service that we can involve ourselves with and be that servant for the Lord. Praise God. Okay? So these are just some of the things that I, you know, had chosen to share. But I'm going to also go to Mark, the 10th chapter. That'll be Mark 10 and verses 25. Mark the 10th chapter, verses 42 to 45. Okay. Almost there.
Oh, amen, amen.
One of my Bibles is misplaced, and that's the one I like to use. At the present time, somebody misplaced it for me. Okay. Okay, here we are, starting with the 42nd verse. It says, "But Jesus called to them and saith unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister." Okay, a minister is a servant. Verse 44 says, "And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served or ministered to, but to minister or to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many," which we all know he did. Amen. Hallelujah. So he was the greatest servant, right? The greatest servant of all, Jesus Christ. So who do we want to pattern our lives after? Amen. All right. Now let's go to Matthew. Matthew, the 25th chapter. And we're going to look at the 23rd verse. And it says, "His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy." Amen. Hallelujah. I won't read that whole passage tonight, but he's letting us know that if we can be faithful, good and faithful, okay, over a few things, then God will trust you with more to do for him. Amen? Not so much more for someone to see us in, but to see the will of God being done in our lives and God being glorified. Okay, that's our whole purpose in serving. Okay, Mark, the 9th chapter. Mark 9 and verse 35. It says, well, I'm going to read a little bit more. I'm going to go up above to maybe the, it says, and he came, Jesus did, and he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, but by the way, they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. Okay. In other words, there was, you know, a little argument about it. And he sat down, Jesus did, and called the 12 disciples and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, and then I'm going to read the two other verses, 36 and 37. And he took a child, and he set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto him, unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus was sent by the Father. And Jesus was set out to do everything that the Father sent him to do. Now, we are expected to do the things that Jesus said we would do when he left to be with the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's prior to his leaving, his ascension to be with the Father, he told us that he was leaving us not comfortless, but he was leaving us in the hands of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is still serving us. Amen. Even as he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, he's still intercession for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praying for us to the Father. All right. And how many know that we're his workmanship? Amen. We as servants are workmanship. We're God's workmanship. Amen. Hallelujah. We're doing the things that he has called us to do. So the work that he gave us, that work has to be carried out. Just like the Father expected his Son when he was sent to this dying world that we live in. Praise God. And he was expected to complete his mission. We also are expected to complete our mission. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We all need to be committed to the Great Commission. It's a blessing that we were even chosen to carry it out. Amen. Hallelujah. So we all Amen. Have a work to do in carrying out this Great Commission. Hallelujah. Because as we carry it out, it's going to bring forth a great harvest, a great revival. Hallelujah. Which is needed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to choose the scriptures that, you know, will kind of stand out about the subject that we're on tonight. Let's go to John, the 12th chapter and the 28th verse.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Chapter, Amen. Chapter 12 and the 28th verse says, okay, this is a good, it says here, Father, glorify thy name. Then came a voice, and then we know that this was after Jesus was, after his death and all of that, and he was speaking to the Father, okay, because his mission was finished, and he said, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, the people, therefore, that stood by heard it and said, it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Okay? Everything he did had to do with us. Everything. Praise God. And so that's why it shouldn't be hard for us to know that everything we do, hallelujah, should be about him. Praise God. Because everything he did was about us and for our sakes. So I praise God that we can step in to that place where everything we do is for Christ's sake. Praise God. Hallelujah. That he gets the glory, that people are saved, that people are helped, you know. God blesses us. You know, we're not exempt from having sickness, diseases, or any affliction. The Bible tells us that God delivers us out of them all. Okay? Everything that he did have to do with us having the victory over anything that may come upon us. So we're blessed. We're blessed. Hallelujah. And if we're walking in the Spirit, praise God, being led of the Holy Spirit, relying on his leading and guiding us through life, praise God, we can do the same for others. Hallelujah. That's the way God builds us. I mean, that's how he's made us to be. Okay, let's see where we are now. Let's go to the next chapter, 13 and the 16th verse. And Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Okay? Jesus didn't even feel like he was greater than God the Father that sent him. Okay? Verse 17 says, if ye know these things, happy are ye that do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. Amen. He that has eaten bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now we know who Jesus is talking about, right? Amen. Hallelujah. One of his own disciples. Now I tell you, before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Okay? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Okay? So if we can receive Jesus, we also can receive Jesus, we can receive the Father. Amen. We can't even enter to be with the Father except by through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the next verse says, when Jesus had said this, he was troubled in spirit and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And one did. Okay? One did. And we know who that one was. The one that kissed him, hallelujah, betrayed him. Praise God. So, you know, we want to do what we're supposed to do. We don't want to betray Jesus all over again. Okay? That's already happened. That was a one-time thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he was prepared for it. He was prepared. We're going to run into some things, too, in this world. We're going to be betrayed. Some things are going to come up against us. Even the very ones that we might be sent out to minister to, they may say all kinds of things to us. But we have the Spirit of the Lord living on the inside of us. So we're not going to react the way the world would react. Even when it comes down to spiritual warfare, we're supposed to be prepared. God has given us all the tools. He's given us, we have all the verses in the Bible to back it up that what we can use against Satan. God gives us strategies. Sometimes we receive our strategies right on the spot. You know, when Satan is really carrying on, you know, when he's really on our trail, sometimes
Amen.
The Lord
will bless us
by giving us the strategies right then and there to know what to know what not
Amen.
To do, to know what not to say. And sometimes he has you say nothing because he's going to fight the battle. And we know it's already been won. It's been won. But God will step in, hallelujah, and protect you. Praise God. And sometimes he'll just move the enemy out the way. Hallelujah. Whoever Satan is using, he'll just move them out the way. Oftentimes there's peace when it was turmoil. God is a God of peace. He will step in and bring about peace right when we need it. Amen. I know it's happened for me before. Praise God. And next thing you know, the enemy is moving on out of the way. Over in Deuteronomy, it talks about how our enemies will flee before us seven ways. You know, they'll be trying to get out of our way when they see you. Because when they see you, hopefully, us being servants of God, they will see Christ in us. Okay? Hallelujah. They will see the light. Praise God. And they'll be afraid. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is our protector. He watches over us wherever we are or wherever he sends us to. He's right there. He's right there beside us, you know, watching over us. And the Lord cares about his people, you know. Jesus' will is to not see any lost. I mean, he would like to see every man, every woman, every boy and girl saved. And he cares about the backslider, those that have once walked with God and have strayed away. Paul, Apostle Paul, actually wept at the very thought of backslidden Christians, hallelujah. And I'm going to go to that scripture. I think it's Second Corinthians chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes, you know, when you're really connected to the Lord, there are times that sometimes we feel like shedding tears for those that we know are lost, are those that have walked away, those that have once served the Lord, and now they're out back in the world and doing worse than they did before. Okay, here it is. It's chapter Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. For out of much affliction, this is Paul speaking, Apostle Paul, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. So in other words, he had much love, but even out of his own affliction.
We can't hear you, Mother Apostle. My Lord, Jesus, touch Jesus. Apostle Zeta must be having technical difficulties, so we just gonna pray in the name of Jesus. She was teaching just a little bit good. She was teaching just a little bit too good. But you know what?
Amen.
That's all right. Because you know what? The devil is mad. Because she was teaching and letting people know, hallelujah, that we are servants of the Most High God. So,
amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace, just praising you all the more. Lord God, we want to thank you for this powerful teaching. We know that the enemy is the prince of the airwaves. But, Father, we know that nothing can prevail against your holy word and will. So, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever is going on with Apostle Zeta's phone, that you, Lord God, correct it in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Father God, for my sisters that are here in the room with me tonight. I want to thank you for Mother Mattie and for Evangelist Michelle and Minister Tina. We stand together, standing in the gap for Apostle Zeta in the name of Jesus. And we stand, and everyone that's in this room tonight, we're praying together, oh Lord, for Apostle Zeta in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you, oh God, because there is none like you.
Wow.
And me being the big sister, look, me being the daughter I am, he ain't did nothing. So what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to take a real nice little musical break, hallelujah, so I can go figure out where our beautiful apostle is, or if there's any way I can assist her to get back on. Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect. So, flash, oh, there we go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will now resume with our teaching. And, Lord God, we want to thank you for answered prayer. Apostle Zeta, go ahead and pick right on up where you left off, because all we were doing while you were gone was praying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta? The devil is alive. Lord, touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Touch Jesus. Okay. Well, we're going to laugh in your face saying we really don't care. Okay. We really, 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 really don't care. Lord, have mercy. All right, watch this.
Understand why when life gets hard, heart cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with this tomorrow may bring one or two things that you don't like. Whoa. And if it does, you can rise above.
You can rise above
and win the fight. One way to win it is a
Wednesday night Bible study. Right now, our anointed apostle is out of the room, but of course, the Lord always has a ram in the bush. Now, we're set and we're ready to go. Apostle Zeta has been talking to you about service. Hallelujah. Now, she has told us all, first and foremost, before you can be a servant of God, you have to belong to God. Hallelujah. And so many people today that profess to belong to God still aren't serving God. Why? As she alluded to earlier, it's because of fear. The fear that they won't have enough for themselves. The fear of danger. The fear of rejection. The fear of not getting it right. The fear. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, saints of God. He has called each and every one of us to a work. As she said, we're his workmanship. We don't get to pick and choose and tell God how we're going to serve him. No, our job is to believe that he knows what's best for us, and he is going to direct our path, and he is going to make sure that we are on point at all times. Because let me explain something to you. If we are operating in that spirit of love, if we are operating in that spirit of Christ, hallelujah, we cannot fail. Because why? Christ has already defeated Satan. He is already a defeated foe. So when we go out to serve people for the right, with the right motives and the right mindset and the right heart set,
We can't go wrong. We can't lose. And somebody is going to be affected by our presence. See, as she was telling you, service is not always about going out with your Bible tracts or going out. It's not always about feeding people. It's not, you know, there are many, 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 many ways to serve people. Sometimes it might be as simple as sitting and actually listening to them. Some people, or many people today, are burdened down. They're overwhelmed. So what they need to hear right now is a person of faith, a person that has encouragement for their souls, not just for their ears, but for their souls. You know, they need to hear somebody that's going to say, you know what? It's going to be all right. This too shall pass. I speak life. You shall live and you shall not die. That is serving them. Why? Because it's edifying them. It's building it up, building them up. And that's what service does. It builds up. It magnifies. It draws strength from. And it allows us to give others strength when they may or may not have it. So I just praise God. We're going to go back again because, see, we had to let Satan know that he doesn't run anything over here at Spirit Alive. God does.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
So we want to praise God. I do believe the technical difficulties have passed. Glory to God. So, Apostle Zeta, I was just running. We had a word of prayer. We have reiterated some of your points. So you can pick up where you left off.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And
amen.
I really appreciate that, and that is what we do. Praise God, because things still must go on no matter what. The word of the Lord says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Okay? So it didn't prosper. So thank you, Apostle Cook. It's back in your hands.
All right. Amen and glory to God. So we have, so now that was my little part. So now that we know we have our teacher back in the room, we have some wonderful folks in the house with us tonight. We have some from all nations. We have a lot of our Spirit Alive families in the house tonight. And I just want you to know that it is such a blessing to be able to come out and hear a good word, and we all come together. And see, that's what Satan needs to understand about us here at Spirit Alive. See, we're
Amen.
A family. And if he's going to fight one of us, oh, he got to fight us all, okay?
Amen.
That's the way we roll up in here in Spirit
Amen.
Alive. So now, not only did he get oops up beside the head by me, watch this. Minister Tina, would you now like to share some nuggets from tonight's teaching?
Well, yes, and I just really wanted to thank Apostle Zeta for doing this topic because it definitely is something that is true to my heart. I know that walking with the Lord and being with the Lord and serving with the Lord is different than just serving. So I do appreciate her pointing that out. I appreciate her covering this topic because it's very important that we know that serving's not just serving. We're serving the Lord. And sometimes we do also have to humble ourselves and serve others, even when it may not seem like it's of God. You know, God is always going to be in the forefront, but sometimes we have to be more humble, even when it doesn't feel like it's of God, it is. So I appreciate her bringing that part out as well.
Amen. Amen. Watch this. Come on in the room, little sister Evangelist Michelle.
Thank you and God bless. Thank you so much, Apostle Flowers, for that wonderful message. It's always refreshing when you remind us of the things and the ways that, you know, the things we should do as servant leaders, and not just servant leaders, but just children of God. And in our service, We're always to be mindful of others, and we can't be selfish in our service others. Because if we're being selfish to our service to others, we're also being selfish to God, and God is not a selfish God. He's a loving and caring God, and if we're going to represent him, we need to represent him in spirit and in truth. So I just thank you so much for always coming prepared and loving on us and filling us. And we just appreciate you so much. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen. Oh, but it gets even better, saints of God. We not through yet. We have Mother Mattie Scott from the Good Shepherd, a woman who knows something about serving because she's been doing it for a while now. Mother Mattie, do you have some words of wisdom you'd like to share tonight?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Bishop Cook. God bless Sister Michelle Scott. God bless Mother Zeta Flowers and Minister Tina, all the Spirit of Life family. God bless you all. I love to hear Mother Zeta always mention the word of God. She goes by the Bible when she teach Bible study. It's a wonderful thing, and I do enjoy it. I really enjoy it. And she's talking about being a servant of the Lord. You know, being a servant of the Lord, it takes a lot out of you. Not only times some people that we help are appreciative. And they're appreciative, and they really appreciate what we do when we reach out to them. But there are people that are not appreciative, and some people it's hard to serve now. Some people it's hard to serve. And we want to do it, whether we don't want to do it, we have to do it in spite of the other person's ways. Sometimes some people's ways and how they may react to you, you know, on human level, make you not want to do anything. But you have to think about the love of God. You have to think about the Lord. You know what would we do if the Lord turned away from us? So therefore, we have to reach out to people in spite of their evil, wicked, mean ways. Some people are just mean-spirited in the way they talk to you and the way they treat you. And as my mom used to say, make bridges over your nose. But You have to ignore that and keep pressing on. You still reach out and try to be a true servant of the Most High God. And you can't let it stop you. You can't let it stop you. You have to reach out to somebody. And you know, and if they I'm just saying, if they refuse your help, oh well, you go try to help somebody else. Sometimes we be put in a position where we be put out of our comfort. It may be a situation at that time. We may not feel well ourselves, but still we have to try to reach out.
We help somebody else.
So Mother Zeta, God, you know, bless her. God bless her. And she, you know, she tells the truth, and she goes by the Bible. She goes by the scriptures.
Yes, she does. Precept upon precept. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I love how you did, Bishop Cook. You played the music and you kept talking. So that's right. The devil is a liar. That's right.
He's a liar. I'm going to cover the look. I'm going to cover everything up in here because you know what? We're family. And like I said, when you come up here, anytime the enemy tries to enter in where Holy Ghost filled people are, he can't stay long.
Yeah. No,
and see,
no, he won't.
What I started doing, when this started, I started rejoicing because some shackles were breaking. Some people were getting convicted about serving.
Yeah.
Some people were getting convicted about the reason they were serving.
Yeah.
See, people can serve, but they don't always serve for the right reason.
That's
some folks want to
be seen
as super Christian. And, on the outside, they're running around smiling, but on the inside, they're miserable. They're overwhelmed. They're overworked. They're exhausted. They feel, they don't feel like people are aggressive. But, see, they're doing that to themselves. You know,
that's true.
So I just love how she brought out the humility, because see,
me too.
When we keep it humble before God,
yeah.
God will keep us
yeah.
elevated before man. I'm here to yeah. testify. If we keep it humble before God, God will
yeah.
see to it that we're elevated before men. Because
yeah.
when
yeah.
our
yeah.
light so shines that he's glorified. Hmm.
That's right. That's
by
right.
what we say and what we do.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
That brings him glory.
That's
then
right.
people will
that's
see
right.
the victory in us.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I praise God for that. And look here, we're not done because, see, I forgot to tell you, we have a big family here at Spirit Alive. Let me ask my little brother, Adam Tuggle, mm-hmm. you know, to come on in because serving God is something that he knows
mm-hmm.
something about. So I'm going to ask him to come on in and give us a few, give us some nuggets of wisdom tonight, on tonight. Minister Tuggle.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I praise God. First of all, giving honor to God who is the head of my life. In Jesus'
yes.
name. Giving honor
yes.
to everybody that's on the roster tonight. I thank God
mm-hmm.
for what has been said about servants, about being a servant. Jesus
mm-hmm.
was a and Jesus, when he came into the world, he came into the world low. He came into
mm-hmm.
the world humble. And
yeah.
that's the way we have to be.
Mm-hmm.
When we are serving people, I remember a bishop said, he told a story about how he, before he became a bishop, he was cleaning the corners of his church. He was cleaning the corners of his father's church in the corners with a toothbrush. And they came in and asked him, why are you cleaning the corners of this church? And he said, I'm learning how to serve. I'm learning how to serve. When you learn how to serve, you serve without reservation. You serve when you're serving
mm-hmm.
for people and for God, for the Most High God, you are serving people. You have to serve them the way Jesus would serve them. And the thing that came to my mind is when Bishop Cook was talking was some people in the body of Christ, they choose to serve because they want to be seen or they want a title or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord gave me just a few minutes ago, there's a Phariseeism spirit. The Pharisees wanted to serve because they wanted to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
The Sadducees
mm-hmm.
wanted to serve because they wanted to be seen and heard.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus came into the world, when Jesus came in serving, they did not like that because he did not have the same formality as they did. He served
mm-hmm.
and he was like, hey, this is,
come
and
on,
I'm paraphrasing.
Brother.
He mm-hmm. came like, hey, look, I'm serving. I'm learning how to be a servant, but yet I'm still teaching how to be a servant. Sometimes when
mm-hmm.
we are serving, we're still learning how to be servants. And some people
mm-hmm.
that serve in the body of Christ, they have not learned how to be of service, but they're still serving.
Come on,
and
some people that serve,
they are still learning how to be servants. They don't care what title they hold. They don't care if they're in the front, if they're in the back. That's how you know you
nope.
have a good servant. When when you don't want to be seen, when you can clean the, this is the best way. The best way to tell of a good servant is when a servant can go downstairs, upstairs, and clean the toilets, and clean the sweep the floors and do all of that service and not be seen. Before you
Amen.
Pick up a tablet or a Bible
mm-hmm.
to go to the pulpit and preach, that's where you're
that's
called
right.
first. You learn how
that's
to
right.
serve.
Come on now,
you learn
brother.
How to, you
mm-hmm.
learn how. See, the way I learned how to serve when I was younger, you learn how to get down on your knees and you clean the toilets. You clean the sanctuary. You come when nobody's watching. That's the best servant that you have in the body of Christ.
There
when
you
they
go.
Do not want to be seen, when they don't
that's
want
right.
to be heard.
Come on.
That is that's right. Right. When you could go outside of the church building or wherever and pick up a piece of paper. My former pastor, she did something so amazing one time, and I don't want to take up too much time, but my pastor did something, and she put some money in a paper towel and balled it up and threw it on the floor just to see who would pick it up. And there was a couple of people that went over that piece of paper and went over that piece of paper, and she told this story. She said one person went and picked it up and threw it in the trash, not knowing that there was money in it. But she had to tell them that there was money in it. And she said, the reason why I put that on the floor just to see who had a servant's attitude, who had a servant attitude, just to pick up a piece of paper in the house of the Lord. The Bible says if you give a prophet a glass of water, you'll reap a prophet's reward. So we have to learn how to serve. We have to learn how to serve. Jesus serves. Low. We
Amen.
Have to go low.
Mm-hmm.
We
Amen.
Don't have to be seen. Most of these preachers and pastors and stuff, they want to be seen and heard.
And
but so. the best way to be heard as a good servant is to go low.
That's right. Go low and serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking
Amen.
About service. Apostle Zeta, she taught this tonight. So I'm just going to bind it with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come thanking you. I thank you for all that the mighty woman of God taught on tonight. I thank you for all the servant leaders that are present, Lord God, and shared tonight, oh God. Now, Lord God, I pray that every person that heard every word tonight, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they're just praising you all the more. Because this is a perfect example, Lord God, of what serving one another looks like. We stand in the gap for one another, Lord God. Just as you stand in the gap for us and intercede on our behalf, we want to serve even more. We want to stand in the gap with a reachable, teachable, humble spirit, Lord. We want to do like Minister Adam said. We want to go low, God. We're prepared to do whatever you want us to do, where you want us to do it, the way you want us to do it. And Lord God, I pray that the yokes of fear was broken, that someone on tonight, I know that they were convicted, Lord, and they have made up a made-up mind to go out and serve you really in spirit and in truth, and not for the fame of it, but for the love of it, Father God. And I just pray, Lord God, if there's anyone that was listening that didn't know you in the pardon of their sin. Lord God, I pray that they would just stop right now and just tell you and just come to you and confess to you that they are sinners and ask you to forgive them of their sin, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you, Lord, would edify each and every member here. Just strengthen them, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, pour back into the woman of God as she is poured into us. Bless every ministry represented here, oh God. Bless every service, hallelujah, that will be done in your name. Bless every service, Lord God, and may every reward be stacked up in heaven. Because, Lord, we are doing this for you, for your glory, for your for your kingdom. So, Lord, I thank you for what we've heard. I thank you for this powerful message. I thank you, Lord, for the saved souls. I thank you, Lord, for the convicted spirits. Lord God, I feel that somebody after tonight is going to go out and serve and love a little harder. They're going to serve a little harder, and they're going to serve with the right attitude. Lord, your word does not come back void. So we're just praising you in advance for all of your increase, Lord God. And we will just praise you all the more. And we pray that they will then go out, Lord, and they will lead somebody else to you. They will do the same thing for others as we strive to do for them. So, Lord, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we pray it all in your mighty Son, Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Apostle Zeta, you still have a few moments. If you have any final words before we close your program, you have the floor once again, Mother Apostle. Okay. Hallelujah. Well, on behalf of Apostle Zeta Flowers,
the Spirit Alive family. We want to, and the All Nations Christian Fellowship family. We want to thank you so much for joining us on tonight. We pray that you heard something that uplifted your spirit and blessed your very soul. It is also our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Hallelujah. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from Apostle Zeta and All Nations Christian Fellowship and all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, everybody. Have a beautiful and blessed rest of your
night.
Love you.
Love you all.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Love you all.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Good night.